This is Mick Rhodes with the Clermont Courier podcast, First Take. Here is Lemley Clermont 5, likely to close for good. Clermont's beloved but ultimately under-supported Lemley Theater will likely be shutting its doors for good. How soon is not yet certain. The Clermont Lemley 5 Theater is in escrow, and if the sale goes through, the current single-story building would be transformed into a two-story structure, housing an organic market with outdoor dining on the first floor, two restaurants on the second, and a rooftop bar. The proposed buyer is WinFun Investment LLC, a company based in Rancho Cucamonga. Clermont City Councilperson Jed Liano told the Courier in an email, quote, "Last month, the city received a project submittal for the Lemley Theater, which is now in escrow with the buyer. The proposed project would create a small organic market with prepared food and dining area on the first floor, a new second story with the interior of the existing building with two restaurants, and a rooftop patio and bar," unquote. City staff is in the process of reviewing the submitted project application and could be sending it back to the developer for revisions as early as this week, according to Clermont Public Information Officer Bevan Handel. After the revised plans are submitted, they would require the review and approval of the city's Architectural Commission. An amended conditional use permit for changing the existing beer and wine license to full alcohol will be required, but a zone change will not, Handel said.
We are in discussions to sell the property, but that may come with a leaseback arrangement that would allow for, you know, some continued operation of the theater into, if not well into, next year.
Lemley has previously negotiated sell/leaseback arrangements with its Playhouse 7 property in Pasadena and the NoHo 7 in North Hollywood, both of which helped it raise much-needed capital. Lemley remains tenants at those locations, and the same could happen at Clermont, Lemley said.
Nothing final at this point.
It's no secret Clermont's Lemley has been on the market for some time. Lemley himself posted on the company's homepage in July 2020 that the company was looking into a sale/leaseback arrangement. The 18,743-square-foot property, built in 2007, is currently listed on Loop.net for $4.7 million. The five-screen theater opened its doors at 450 West 2nd Street in 2007. It closed in March 2020 amid the initial wave of COVID-related shutdowns. The theater reopened this past April after being shuttered for more than a year. The Los Angeles-based Lemley chain has been family-owned since 1938. It's weathered multiple recessions during that time, but nothing has hit it quite as hard as the pandemic. Traditional movie-going audiences have been reluctant to return to theaters, even as recently as during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
I think the last time we talked to you, I made reference to the fact that Clermont was lagging a little bit in terms of, you know, relative to some other venues. It's picked up a little bit, which is, you know, nice to see. But I think, you know, the response to art house films is still not exactly what we would like to see. And that's something that just, you know, made us distinctive. So,
if the sale of the Clermont location goes through, let's be honest, it will in most part be due to the lack of support from movie fans. Pandemic-related red ink is, of course, also to blame. But as the Courier reported in March, the Clermont Lemley location was struggling with soft attendance before COVID hit the U.S. in March 2020. The chain did receive some governmental support through stimulus programs, but the influx wasn't enough to stem the financial bleeding from being closed for 13 months, Lemley said. Any business needs to make tough choices when aspects of its operation are not turning a profit, even beloved local treasures like the Lemley Clermont 5.
Understood.
Ultimately, that's the issue. I mean, the great thing about being your own landlord is that you know where the rent is coming from. The problem with being your own landlord is when the rent isn't paid, you still got to make the mortgage. And that's, you know, really what this was all about.
The film exhibition business has changed, and the pandemic has only accelerated the pace.
But, you know, look, our business has been racked. We're open, but we're still dealing with probably less than 50% of the pre-pandemic audience willing to attend. At least preliminary indications are that this new variant is not necessarily something to be concerned about. People are concerned.
Lemley added that the new AMC theater at Montclair Place has also cut into his audience in Clermont.
Is this a business that is getting back to, you know, that potentially is getting back to 80 or 90% of pre-pandemic levels? Or is it going to stay where it is now? And then also, of course, you know, if in our unique situation, what is the, you know, the art house audience responding to versus the commercial movie going on?
Lemley talked about trends in the business at large, the massive impact of streaming services, and the question of viability for art house theaters in smaller communities such as Claremont. The veteran has a high-altitude view of the various moving pieces. Still, though, expansion, not contraction, has always been the plan for the art house chain. And the potential of losing the Claremont location is not something that sits well with him.
This was not the plan.
This has been Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier podcast, First Take. Thanks for listening.